USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two people fatally shot in an overnight demonstration that broke into riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. City leaders in Kenosha asking for more help after a second night of protests. After police shot Jacob Blake repeatedly in the back early Sunday, a letter sent this morning says the city is under attack and they're asking Democratic Governor Tony Evers for 1,500 additional National Guard troops. Yesterday they asked for 750 and got 125. It also comes after Governor Evers turned down an offer of help from the White House. First Lady Melania Trump calling for peace in the streets when she delivered an address at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention.
Instead of tearing things down, let's reflect on our mistakes and look to our way forward.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hurricane Laura in the Gulf, forecast to rapidly power up as it approaches Texas and Louisiana, expected to make landfall along that stretch tonight as a possibly catastrophic Category 4 storm. Here's National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham, not mincing any words.
A large area of impact, catastrophic event on the way, and a life-threatening situation as well when you start looking at all these impacts.
The storm currently about 280 miles south-southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. The Hurricane Center says it will rapidly strengthen to a Category 4 storm with winds over 130 miles an hour by this evening. Today is National Women's Equality Day. Congress declared the day in 1973 to celebrate the passing of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which gave women the same voting rights as men. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says he has a golden parachute, and he's not leaving Liberty University empty-handed. The now former president of the Lynchburg, Virginia school telling the Washington Post he's in line for a severance package of over $10 million. That includes roughly $8 million in retirement that was agreed to in the contract he signed last year. Liberty officially accepted Falwell's resignation on Tuesday, yesterday, after leading the university for 13 years. He leaves as he faces allegations of a sex scandal involving himself and his wife. California firefighters bracing for more hot, dry weather today. Crews battling the historic wildfires, many of them in Northern California, did get a bit of a break this week when the weather cooled off and the lightning decreased. Many of the blazes had been sparked by lightning, but now forecasters are predicting temps to go back up over the coming few days and into the weekend, and fire officials say crews are preparing for a marathon in the upcoming weeks to try to contain those fires. And filmmaker Steven Spielberg has lost his father. Arnold Spielberg passed away on Tuesday at 103. His death said to have been the result of natural causes. Steven Spielberg and his three sisters say in a joint statement that their father taught them to love to research, expand their minds, keep their feet on the ground, but always reach for the stars. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.